from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Just got an update from Pittsburgh International Airport. Bob Kerlick, who is the spokesperson for the Allegheny County Airport Authority, said, quote, some airlines operating at Pitt have issued delays as a result of the IT issue affecting companies and airlines worldwide. Passengers should check with their airlines about flight status. The issue is not affecting airport systems, and the security checkpoint is operating normally. But we did get a call from a listener who said he had trouble getting out of the parking lot because he has a pass and the system didn't seem to be operating for him there. So we'll keep you posted on all of this as we work our way through the morning together. Last night in Milwaukee.
There is no victory in winning for half of America.
So Donald Trump's speech went nearly 93 minutes. And joining us is an expert in presidential rhetoric, Dr. Jerry Schuster, who's been studying this for many, many years and is a professor of the subject and more. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
So throughout the morning, I have reached out to different people and just curious to get a reaction to what you saw last night.
Well, if the Democrats were concerned as to whether or not they have to adjust their strategy, because Donald Trump has adjusted his, they need not worry. For a 132-minute speech, he was really focused on unity for about 22 of those minutes. And then after that, he was standard Donald Trump. Everything he's trying to achieve, he's going to do in the first day. And then after that, you know, it was just unity was missing pretty much after that focus. I thought it, he was, you know, when he stepped to the podium, I thought he was focused on unity and he focused on family, spoke about the issue that, I mean, the heroic efforts of the firefighter from Buffalo Township. And then subsequent to that, he was back into Donald Trump. And unity was missing pretty much after that.
Dr. Schuster, Paul Rasmussen here. So what major policies did he lay out that he, I mean, I know immigration was high up on his list, but what else was there in terms of policy?
Well, I think he focused on crime. He focused on, but everything emanated from almost everything he discussed emanated from immigration. You know, that crime rate has been higher and so on. Even mentioned transgenders, no man will be in women's sports. And began the focus on families and how to achieve much more unity under those circumstances. And you know, he had a dramatic change, though, in the personality and focus on the candidate himself. He attempted to show himself initially as a very doting grandfather and so on, and then began to focus on family issues, labor for the most part, and wanted to, I think, establish the fact that he's been criticized for generally going to a corporate focus, and now it's the middle class and the working man, especially in states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and so on. He's done a pretty good job of that, because that has been the focus of the campaign, and with the appointment of J.D. Vance as vice presidential candidate, I think that materially reinforces that kind of focus. But I was expecting, as I think many were, a much more in-depth description of not so much where he was going to take his campaign, but how he was going to achieve the goal. That never seemed to really occur.
We're with Dr. Jerry Shuster, an expert in presidential rhetoric. He's still rolling with the stolen election theme. Did that surprise you that he brought it up, suggesting that the Democrats somehow use COVID to change that narrative?
Yeah, he called it the China virus, remember? And said that, the focus was how to, affect the virus and change it and find a source of it. So it went back to the attacks on China again. But you know what? One of the more interesting aspects of the whole evening was when he started to discuss gratuities in restaurants and in, you know, that people give wherever it is, even the guy who delivers, the person who delivers the pizza to the door. No tax on tips. He kept saying that about four or five times, and he thought that would materially affect the lives and income of so many people. And clearly it will if they take the tax, and claim the Democrats. All they want to do is add a new element to taxes.
Dr. Shuster, the Trump remarks about foreign intervention signal, at least to me, a major shift in Republican policy. This America First idea it would have us not involved as we have been in places like Ukraine.
Well, I think that those are issues the Democrats are going to have to focus on. Because what he's saying is, we mind our own business. We're going to operate in every aspect of foreign affairs and in our diplomacy that it's America first. And we protect America, but we're not going to get involved in everyone else's problems and issues. And it sounds like that he wants to take us out of Ukraine about as quickly as he can possibly do it, because he said at least twice on day one, he'll begin to have his crew, staff, focus on the ways that we can ameliorate the issue, but that we get out of there as quickly as possible. And he focused so often on the number of mistakes that were made, starting with Afghanistan.
And the Democratic National Convention will come in August, so there is about a month in between the two. And we are hearing overnight that there is a building effort to try to talk President Biden into stepping down. Overall, though, in terms of impact, how would you evaluate the 93 minutes of Donald Trump's speech?
I think it was effective, but I think there were many people, including myself, that were anticipating, given his sort of focus early on in the convention that it was he threw the original speech he had out the window and he started with a new direction, and it was going to focus on unity. He began well enough, but I don't think he achieved that goal because he went back to the standard Trump focus very quickly. So I don't know that anything has changed, but I will tell you this. With the Republican convention, that was one super effective convention, and I think the rhetoric that emanated from that throughout the course of the entire convention established a theme of unity. And I don't know that Trump did anything to damage that direction, but certainly the Democrats have their work cut out for them with their dealing with their own issues, but mostly dealing with the solidarity that seems to emanate as a result of the rhetoric that came from that convention.
And I watched last night, they put on a big show, and it was big like a WWE event with Hulk Hogan speaking, and you had...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Kid Rock doing a rap, and you had a show, which built up to that moment, so... We'll see what Democrats can come up with in a month.
It's going to be a tough act to follow, that's for sure.
Yeah. Dr. Jerry Shuster, thanks for your time. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Just 10 minutes away from a chance for you to win tickets to see the Doobie Brothers coming to the Pavilion at Star Lake August 20th. Meanwhile, a lot going on. Donald Trump's acceptance speech last night at the Republican National Convention went officially 1 hour, 31 minutes, 55 seconds, the longest in history, and a lot of reaction to what I think every Republican will tell you was a very successful week in drumming up enthusiasm for their party.
I was interested to listen to what Dr. Shuster was saying about the convention being a success for the Republican Party. I thought he summed that up pretty well. It has been a long time since we've had any kind of a convention that's generated this kind of interest or reporting.
And if you've seen any of the presentations throughout the week, especially last night, Hulk Hogan spoke very dramatic, ripped his shirt off, and you know, do the things that WWE wrestlers do, and it had that kind of feel to it. I mean, big lights and plenty of superstars and celebrities. And when Donald Trump spoke in the very beginning, he accepted the nomination formally. Then he went on to talk about unity, and then the speech went way beyond what a lot of people thought will, you know, would be. Apparently, he wrote his own script. And if you don't know, many presidents and candidates have a group of speechwriters. And in this case, we learned that he threw out what he was going to do originally and just kind of went off the cuff there at the end.
He may have had some help, but it sure sounded, it was written in his voice. There's no question about that. And in terms of our local feel for this, obviously he had to speak about what had happened on Saturday. So he talked about the experience from his own account of what took place on the stage and with the shooting. But then he brought out the helmet and the firefighter's uniform, the jacket that they wear, Corey Comparator's very own jacket and helmet, and called for a moment of silence and talked about Corey in glowing terms. He called him a hero, talked about what he did to save the lives of his wife and daughter, and spoke of how widely admired he was in the community, in Buffalo Township and around that part of Butler County.
And we will continue to bring you reaction to the week and the speech this morning. Also, the big breaking news story, if you just joined us, is this major issue with a cybersecurity software company called CrowdStrike, and it has affected Microsoft around the world in various ways, including airline travel. So it seems like they're slowly getting things back together. And as of 5:45 this morning, the president and CEO of CrowdStrike, George Kurtz, tweeted this. He said, CrowdStrike is actively working with customers impacted by a defect found in a single content update for Windows hosts, Macs, and also Linux. Hosts are not impacted. This is not a security incident or cyber attack. Important to note, the issue has been identified, isolated, and a fix has been deployed. And I think things will slowly get back to normal.
And as is probably taking places in offices around the country and homes as well. People are now picking up the pieces. We are IT people have been here since 2 o'clock in the morning, putting computers back online. Two of the three computers I use in the news studio are inoperative right now. I have moved back out into the newsroom where the it's a completely different setup, but we have to make it work for now.
Yeah, we're still working on other issues, but we're good to go. Otherwise, in terms of bringing you the news and a lot going on, and also looking forward to the weekend. A lot of people excited about the Pirates. We're going to talk to broadcaster Joe Block in our 9 o'clock hour. And the weekend is called officially by the Bucks Yinzerpalooza. So
I absolutely love that.
Well,
Yinzerpalooza.
It's perfect because the Phillies are in town. And the Pirates have made their way to 500 before the All-Star break with a 5-game win streak.
Philadelphia fans like to come to PNC Park. We'll probably see our fair share of Philadelphia Phillies hats and shirts and what have you. And it's the best team in baseball right now. They went into the All-Star break with a record better than anyone else, including the American League. And the Pirates are playing better. But Martin Perez will be the starter tonight. He's been pitching fairly well. The bullpen has pulled together. I mean, a lot of the problems that we were having earlier have been ironed out in terms, especially injury. And there's fireworks tonight. I mean, what could go wrong? Maybe the Pirates will deliver a quick little message to Philadelphia that you're not as good as your record looks.
Well, hopefully that will be the case, and we'll have more on that. And coming up, a chance for you to win tickets to see the Doobie Brothers at Starlight. Doobie Brothers coming to the Pavilion at Star Lake August 20th. We've got a pair of tickets for you right now, 412-922-1020. We'll take caller number 7, 412-922-1020. Caller number 7, you'll be going to see the Doobies. We're still out there doing their thing. Meanwhile, we continue to try to piece together this issue, and you just heard with Paul Rasmussen, this cyber issue that the CrowdStrike software company is working on, a cybersecurity company. It sounds like, Paul, things are slowly getting back together.
We're going to get an update from Tamira has just arrived over at Pittsburgh International Airport, and she's going to give us an update on what's taking place there.
Yeah, and we had earlier, there was a release that we reached out to Bob Kerlick, who is the spokesman for the Allegheny County Airport Authority, and he said, quote, some airlines operating at Pitt have issues delayed as a result of that IT issue affecting companies and airlines worldwide. Passengers should check with their airlines and about flight status. The issue not affecting airport systems and security checkpoint is operating normally. The lines this morning were out in front of the where the on that second floor, what's actually the third floor of the airport, where all the airline desks are, you know, when you're trying to, if you want to check in that way, if you have luggage to check. So there were long lines there.
In terms of cancellations and delays so far today, FlightAware.com keeps track of these things. Total cancellations within, into or out of the United States today, just over 1,000. And in terms of delays right now in the U.S., just over 1,700. So the numbers are not nearly as high as I thought. And that could be that because airlines are not canceling in the hope that they're going to be back in operation shortly.
Right. So delays, but there have been cancellations. And we'll continue to keep you posted here on the Big K Morning Show. That said, there are a lot of construction projects that are really going to impact a lot of commuters over the weekend, especially and into the weekend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.